Well-Tempered Baroque is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided by listener members like you. So please help support Well-Tempered Baroque by becoming a member of the Classical Network. Visit us at wwfm.org. Thank you. This is Well-Tempered Baroque, and I'm Dr. Lewis Barretts. Today, we conclude our mini-series, It's All in the Family, with a second visit to the most famous, diverse, and far-reaching of the musical families of the Baroque era, the Bach family of Thuringia. Our focus today, the sons of Johann Sebastian. Johann Sebastian Bach fathered 20 children. With his first wife, Maria Barbara, who was also his second cousin, there were seven. Of these, the three sons who survived infancy became musicians. The youngest, Johann Gottfried Bernhard, unfortunately died at age 24 while studying law at Jena, but the others would be famous, Wilhelm Friedemann and Carl Philipp Emanuel. Of the 13 children he would have with his second wife, Anna Magdalena Wilke, six would survive to adulthood, among them the musicians Johann Christian and Johann Christoph Friedrich Bach. Today we'll listen to music of the four sons who became well-known composers. Each had a distinct musical focus and a distinct career. The brothers and half-brothers remained in touch throughout their lives, each a keyboard virtuoso player like their revered father. Wilhelm Friedemann, the eldest, was born in 1710 at Weimar and died in Berlin in 1784. He began his education at the Lutheran Latin School in Köthen and then enrolled at the St. Thomas Schule when the family moved to Leipzig. He entered the university in 1729 and took classes in law, philosophy, and mathematics. It was for Wilhelm Friedemann that Johann Sebastian wrote the Klavierbüchlein, and this collection of teaching pieces illustrates that Friedemann was already an advanced player, even as a child. He left home in his early 20s to become organist at Dresden and later lived in Halle. He indeed was gifted and a celebrated keyboard player, but he was not the easiest to get along with, which cost him professionally. He was also affected by the punishing taxes levied during the Seven Years' War, which caused great hardship for him and his family. But let's stay on a positive note and hear some of his music. First, the harpsichord sonata in E-flat major, and the catalog number is a F number for Falk, who is the cataloger, F5, and this is played by Annika Autenbosch. This is a song-like work in the early classical style. Thank you. We've been listening to harpsichordist Annika Altenbach performing the Sonata in E-flat Major, number 5, or F5, or Falk, after the catalog, or 5. And this is of Wilhelm Friedemann Bach, eldest son of Johann Sebastian. Now, for a more dramatic work of his, the Adagio and Fugue, F65, a piece that illustrates his indulgence in both the sensitive style of the early classical era in Germany and his skill at old-style counterpoint, that which made his father immortal. This is the Canadian ensemble Tafelmusik, Jean Lamon, director. We heard Wilhelm Friedemann Bach's Adagio and Fugue in D minor, F65, performed by Tafelmusik, Jean Lamont, director. Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach was born on March 8, 1714. He was enrolled at the St. Thomas Schule when he was 10, and at age 17 he began to study law at the University of Leipzig. Then he transferred to the University at Frankfurt an der Oder. A family friend, the lutenist Weiss, recommended him to the court of the Crown Prince of Prussia, who 2 years later would ascend the throne as Frederick II and be known to history as Frederick the Great. Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach was harpsichordist in Frederick's orchestra, and he enjoyed many favors from the king, including a very high salary, but he eventually grew tired of his environment, and then he moved to Hamburg to succeed his godfather Telemann as director of sacred music. Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach's music is at times elegant, at times as stormy and emotional as a recitative in an opera seria. But we'll turn now to one of his lighter pieces, a trio sonata in D major for flute, violin, and harpsichord, and we hear Brandywine Baroque. We heard the Trio Sonata in D Major of Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, performed by Brandywine Baroque. Perhaps the least known of the Bach sons is Johann Christoph Friedrich Bach, who was born in 1732 and lived to 1795. Like his half-brothers, he was taught by his father and studied at the St. Thomas Schule. When his father died, the 18-year-old Johann Christoph Friedrich was given the job of harpsichordist at Bückeberg by the Count of Schaumburg-Lippe. He remained close to his half-brother Carl Philipp Emanuel and to his younger brother Johann Christian, whom he visited in London. Unfortunately, most of his music was lost in World War II, and perhaps that's why he's the least known today. But what does survive demonstrates he was a skilled composer, a symphonist, and a virtuoso keyboardist. This is an interesting performance we're going to hear. It's a sonata for flute and harpsichord. harpsichord or flute and forte piano, but it's actually played here on the clavichord. I'm not sure if this is really a historical rendering because the clavichord was very, very, very quiet, but it is interesting indeed. The performers on this recording are Jacques-Antoine Bresch on Baroque flute and Benjamin Joseph Staines on clavichord. We heard a sonata for flute and keyboard, in this case, flute and clavichord, of Johann Christoph Friedrich Bach, and the performers were Jacques-Antoine Bresch on flute and Benjamin Joseph Staines on clavichord. We'll conclude today with a symphony of Johann Christian Bach. He was the youngest of the Bach musician's sons, still only 14 when his father died. Carl Philipp Emanuel took him in for a while, and then he departed for Italy. He worked in Milan and studied in Bologna. Then he broke with the family tradition and converted to Catholicism. Even more daring, he moved to England. He was highly successful in London and became music master to Queen Charlotte, consort of George III. For many years, he worked with Carl Friedrich Abel and presented public concerts. He was also acquainted with Thomas Gainsborough, who painted a splendid portrait of him. Unfortunately, his career began to wane in the late 1770s, and many of his assets were embezzled by a trusted administrator. He died heavily in debt, with the Queen paying off his estate debts and granting a pension to his widow. So let's hear one of the pieces that charmed the London public. This is the Symphony in B-flat major, in a performance by the Hanover Band, Anthony Halstead, director.
Thank you.
We heard the Symphony in B-flat major of Johann Christian Bach, performed by the Hanover Band. Anthony Halstead is the director. We've been listening to the music of the sons of Johann Sebastian Bach, and with this we conclude our mini-series It's All in the Family on Well-Tempered Baroque. If you enjoyed today's program, a production of the Classical Network, consider becoming a donor to or a member of our station. Visit us on the web at wwfm.org for more information on how to become a member or to donate or to become a sponsor of Well-Tempered Baroque. And of course, you don't have to be local to the broadcast area. Through our streaming, we're heard throughout the globe, and it's the global network of music lovers that is the Classical Network. I'm Dr. Lewis Barrett. Have a great week.